Barrett Kohler Publishers presents The Anatomy of Peace, Resolving the Heart of Conflict, Revised and Expanded Fourth Edition, written by the Arbinger Institute, narrated by Kaleo Griffith. Epigraph. Our fate is shaped from within ourselves, outward, never from without, inward. Jacques Lucéron. Note to listeners. Although many of the stories in this audiobook were inspired by actual events, no character or organization described in this audiobook represents any specific person or organization. This is a work of fiction, a story to help each of us see and understand the truth that may be hidden in our own story. Preface. The world is in turmoil. Our homes, our workplaces, our communities, and certainly our politics are riddled with strife. Conflict is ubiquitous. Political differences, rampant racism, divisive phobias, gender-based discrimination, religious bigotry, ethnic divides, and other prejudices and intolerance of every kind threaten family relationships, fuel conflicts within communities and between nations, and undermine organizational performance. These challenges are not new, but the strains on interpersonal and societal relationships in all directions seem to be increasing. In this day and age, perhaps nothing is more important than knowing how to heal our deepest divides and maintain connection when people are pulling apart. Corporate leaders recognize both the challenge and the need. The 2013 Executive Coaching Survey, published by Stanford University, reveals that CEOs feel a greater need to improve their conflict management skills than skills of any other type. Partners who are struggling with each other, and parents who feel challenged by their children, undoubtedly identify the same need. Furthermore, people in countries the world over yearn for governmental leaders who know how to find ways to work more effectively with rivals for the good of their countries. Which raises this question: why is there so much confusion regarding how to deal with conflict when there is so much need? The answer is that when parties are in conflict, they actually don't want what they think they want. We assume that people in conflict want solutions, but the truth is that more often than not, they unwittingly work against their own objectives. Parents of belligerent children do want the belligerence to end. Those who work for tyrannical managers want an end to the tyranny. And citizens of vulnerable nations certainly want to be treated with respect. Notice, however, that parties in conflict all wait on the same solution. They wait for the other party to change. Should we be surprised, then, when conflicts linger and problems remain? It turns out that people in conflict too often value something else more highly than they value solutions. The Anatomy of Peace shows what this is and demonstrates how conflicts at home, conflicts at work, and conflicts in the world stem from the same root cause. The book shows how we systematically misunderstand that cause and unwittingly perpetuate the very problems we think we are trying to solve. Most importantly, it presents proven methodologies for bringing people together and resolving conflicts in fundamental and lasting ways. The Anatomy of Peace has been instrumental in overcoming inequity, conflict, and cultural dysfunction of all kinds and organizations. Its ideas have been successfully implemented to transform law enforcement methodologies and results, heal labor management rifts, reinvent nonprofit initiatives, reimagine corporate cultures, and heal communities. Business and governmental leaders, parents, professors, and conflict professionals alike use the book as a guide for finding solutions to their most challenging problems. This fourth edition includes revisions throughout the book to increase its relevance and usefulness at a time of deeply entrenched conflict throughout society and an urgent need to combat racism and prejudice in their many manifestations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?